Christians face a dire situation in Egypt. The country of Niger is celebrating successful elections, and a film ministry needs prayer warriors. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Egypt, where government supporters and protesters clashed in the streets of Cairo. The clashes erupted into rock-throwing, firebombing, and beatings. The number of casualties isn't known. What is known is the situation's becoming dire for Christians and churches, says President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller.
Financial resources are drying up. Churches are experiencing a great hardship because they can't have access to their jobs. There's no money. Most of the things occur in Egypt on a cash basis, so with ATMs dry and banks closed, this is becoming very difficult.
President Hosni Mubarak announced he would not seek re-election in September, but that only caused more anger. Mueller's asking Christians to pray this will end.
The longer this crisis goes on, the more tensions rise, and frankly, there's more of an opportunity for extremist groups in a power vacuum to step in and maybe give Egypt a more radicalized government than they have right now.
Which he says could all but end any religious freedom. Next, Cyclone Yasi slammed into the flood-ravaged northern state of Queensland, Australia as a Category 5 storm. It's one more serious complication in the flood recovery efforts that will cost billions of dollars. While Operation Mobilization team members are safe, they're asking you to pray that hearts would find comfort in God through this time. OM has established the Queensland Fund Appeal. They'll be funneling donations to partner churches to help those in need. You're listening to Mission Network News. WikiLeaks recently published a U.S. Embassy cable suggesting an indifference about religious persecution in Vietnam. But Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's part of their mandate from the International Religious Freedom Act. In fact,
while we were there, a U.S. Embassy staff member was in the Highlands, was looking into religious freedom, and was kind of rebuffed by the police in that area.
The issue is complicated. While the government has given permission for registered churches to operate,
some of the pastors that we talked to, one of them very clearly made the statement, registration is not the same as religious freedom.
Especially for hill tribes where persecution is most intense. Pray for boldness.
One of the things that they specifically asked for prayer for was their outreach efforts to some of these tribal groups where there are no Christians or very few Christians, and they wanted us to pray that they'll be effective in reaching out to those groups. That's also where they face the persecution.
Next, while some Middle Eastern governments are crumbling, one West African government is rebuilding. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung has an update on elections in Niger.
On Monday, this West African country, which is predominantly Islamic, conducted its first presidential election in quite some time after a coup deposed the previous president in February of 2010.
DeYoung continues,
by all accounts, the voting was peaceful and seemed to go in an orderly fashion. 10 candidates were vying for the presidential office, and if none of them has received a majority of the votes, the top two will square off in a runoff election in about 2 weeks.
People are fairly open to hearing about the gospel from Words of Hope's broadcasts, and believers have a good deal of freedom. Pray the new government will maintain that freedom. We'll keep you posted. And prayer is an integral part of every ministry. The Jesus Film Project says, apart from the hand of the Lord, they can't move forward in helping advance the gospel worldwide. Well, that's why they're asking you to join hands with them and pray. Thousands of people have come to Christ by watching the Jesus Film and getting follow-up afterward, but it couldn't happen without faithful believers on their knees. Sign up to be a prayer partner with the Jesus Film through our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes on the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.